Okay, so we spoke yesterday about the origins of the Bechira of Shevet Levi and of the Shevet HaKohuna. We'll come next week to discuss in Yanim relating to Kriyas HaTorah and the Kedashto, but I thought today, tomorrow, we'd be mashkin the inyan of the Avodas HaLeviyim and aspects relating to the Halachos of the Avodas HaLeviyim. Very interesting in Yanim and very much connected to Dabar Be'ita Matov, to the parshas that we have, Parshas Naso, Parshas Bahaloscha. And we'll see a little bit about the Inyanim, open the Inyan up a little bit. We know that B'nai Levi had three families, as described in Parshas Bamidbar, Ba'arichos, Gershon, Kahas, Merari. Each one of these families had different tafkidim, different roles. The Torah tells us that the Levim had, in a general sense, they were there to assist the Kohanim. Psukim in Parshas Bamidbar, echoed again in various other places, Bifrat and Parshas Korach, and the specifics in terms of the Mishkan, because there are aspects of the Avodas HaLeviyim that were unique to the Mishkan, and which did not necessarily apply. We'll see to what extent they might have applied, Lidoros. I'm referring specifically to the union of Masa, because the Mishkan was portable and had to be transported from place to place. As we know, whenever the Anan would lift, then that's when they would travel. And there's a whole sequence in which the Torah describes in Paloscha how they would travel, and at what point different Degolim would go, and when the B'nai Gershon, B'nai Merari, B'nai Kohas would step in. So the Torah says at the end of Bamidbar that when it was time to travel, the Kohanim, the B'nai Kohas, they were the ones who were going to carry the Klei HaKodesh meaning the Aron, as well as the menorah, the mizbechos, and the shulchan. They were not going to enter to take these kelim until they were first covered by the kohanim. This is at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Psukim Mefurashim in the Chumash. And after they were covered, these various kelim, the B'nai Kohas would come to carry them, and that was their avoda. They would carry the Klei HaKodesh. The Gershon Merari, on the other hand, they were not the elite group within Levi. Kohas was. So they carried other things, and they would carry it on agolos. And we have this in Parshas Naso, how they gave certain agolos, more agolos to B'nai Merari, because they had the heavier things. So these are all mefurish in the Psukim. The B'nai Merari carried the krushim, the heavy beams, for example, of the Mishkan. The B'nai Gershon, they carried the kloyim, the curtains, the yesedos. They weren't as heavy, so they had fewer agolos. And those things were transported on the agolos. That's considered the masa, you could say, of the B'nai Gershon and Merari. And again, Kohas, they carried al hakasef, bakasef yisau. This all relates to the inyan of masa. Now, separate from that, there are other avodos. Now, Masa, we'll see, to a certain extent, obviously, once they got into Eretz Yisrael, they still had the Mishkan going from one place to another. Initially, it was in Gilgal, then it went to Shiloh. Shiloh was quite a while that it was there. It was a structure that was somewhat permanent, but then that was destroyed. They had Nova Givon, and then ultimately Yerushalayim. At that point, obviously, you're not going to have any more Masa. However, we have to see to what extent there's an inyan of Masa, even Lidoros, to specifically Binogea the Aron, and we'll see more about this in a bit. The other aspects of Avodas HaLeviyim refer to inyanim such as Shira. The Leviyim would sing in the Beis HaMikdash, and again in the Mishkan as well, because there's a halacha of Nesachim that were poured on the Mizbeach, and at the time of the Nesachim of Yayin, that's when the Leviyim would sing. And the other aspect is to be involved with opening and closing the gates. So we have the Mishorim and the Shoarim. And this is all described, it's going out of Sukkim, of course, but it's described very beautifully in the Rambam, and I'm going to read you a little bit from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, first he starts off by saying, Zera Levi Muvdal L'Avodas HaMikdash, and Mitzvah Aselios HaLevim Muchanim L'Avodas HaMikdash. Continues the Rambam in Halacha Beis. Now, Avodah Shalehem. Now, there's one more thing that we should mention besides the Shira and the gatekeeping, and that is Shmiras HaMikdash. What's interesting about Shmiras HaMikdash is that there was also an aspect for the Kohanim to do. The Mishnais tell us at the beginning of Tamid and Midos that the Kohanim had three places in which they were stationed for Shmiras HaMikdash, and the Levim had 21 places. And it describes exactly the locations around the Mikdash that the Shmirah took place, all psukim that we learn out from Parshas Bamidbar, a lot of them. So the Rambam says the following regarding Avoda of Levim, Halacha Beis and Paragimel. Avoda shalehen hi sheyu shomim es HaMikdash, v'yu mehen shoarin liftoach shari HaMikdash u hagif d'asosav, v'yu mehen mishorin l'shara l'karbin b'cho yom. I want you to notice something interesting in the Lashon HaRambam. Perhaps we'll get to this tomorrow. The Rambam starts by saying that Avoda was Shiyu Shomis HaMikdash. Then he says, V'yu Mehen Shoarin, V'yu Mehen Mishorin. It sounds like this. The concept of Shmira is in one category, and then there's the two categories that are in a separate unit, and that is one or the other. It sounds like Shmira stands by itself, and then you have Shoarin versus Mishorin. It's important because we're going to discuss in Yitzhak the question of a Levi switching his role, and there's a whole shayla and really an isser for a Levi who is designated as a Mishorer to switch to be a Shoer or vice versa. We don't find that in you necessarily regarding Shmira. It sounds like Shmira is possible for everybody, at least from the Lashon of the Rambam, this would be the sense that you get. And the two roles that have to be locked in, and we'll see what defines it as being, that's the role of the Levi, the Minui involved. But that is the question of being a Shoer or a Mishorer. That's how the Rambam would be Mashma. So the Rambam says, again, the Shmira, but let's leave that on the side. And then we have the Inyan of Shira and the Inyan of being a Shoer with Toach Ulahagif Tososav of the Migdash. And the Ram quotes the pasuk Shinem b'sheiros b'shem Hashem al kav k'chochav halavim. This is the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Ezeu sheiros shu b'shem Hashem havyom ezu shira. And when is shira said? The Ram goes on to tell us. Okay. Now, in addition to this, it seems also that there's general shamashus that the Levim did that are not specifically mentioned here. I mentioned the name Shulman, right? So Shulman just being associated with the shul. So there's a sense of shamashus. The Shamash, the role, and there's a Rashi, for example, in Erechin, talks about a Ben Levi Katan going in to the Beis HaMikdash for when he can come in and so on. So the Rashi is Mashmat. He's coming to sweep the floor, so to speak. That's what Rashi says over there. Excuse Gimel on the Beis. Ein Levi Katan nechnas l'azara l'shum avoda kigon l'chabed es l'azara u'hagim es adlasos. It says l'chabed es ha'azara. It's also a mashmos in Rashi and Divrei Hayamim. V'yilavu alecha v'sharsucha means that all kinds of things that you don't have to even go into the specifics, but those are the things, the auxiliary things that would be helpful to for the upkeep, you might say, of the Migdash, not formal avoda of the Karbanos, that also would be included. And again, we'll have to see exactly if other indications of such a thing. But the things that are mentioned very much front and center in a prominent way for the Levim is, as we just mentioned, as the general Shmira HaMikdash, and we have the Shira, and we have the gatekeeping. And then, Bizman HaMishkan, in the Midbar, we had, of course, the Masa. Okay, with that in mind, what I want to focus on today is a very interesting sugya that relates to a pasuk in Bahaloscha, and exactly what the pasuk is referring to when it gives us the age limits of Levim, at which point they have to be retired, when they start and when they finish. And this disqualification, you might say, of a Levi at a certain age, he has to retire. L'gabi what is the Torah giving us that restriction? And l'gabi what is a Levi able to work even beyond that age? And a big machlokas and a lot of shitas here in terms of the implications of this Isser, and even if it's counted in Minyan HaMitzvahs. So I gave you a whole bunch of marmakomos, not to be overwhelmed, but we'll see as much as we're able to do together. So just to get oriented, the Pasuk states as follows. This is in Baloscha, Perek Ches. Says the Pasuk, Umi ben chamishim shana, as far as the starting age, so that's also an inyan to try to analyze. The Pashtus is a Levi begins at 30. That's why the counting that we have at the end of Bamidbar, and also this week's parasha for us is Naso, continues with Gershon Merari. So they were counted from 30 up, right? From 30. First there was a count from Ben Chodesh, that was in Parshas Bamidbar. And then, at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, the Torah tells us to also start counting the Levim. And we have Kohas mentioned, the Tzivoy of Kohas was mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar. And it says, from 30 to 50, right? And then we have Parshas Naso, that we have this coming week for us. Last week was in Eretz Yisrael, already read Parshas Naso. So Naso begins, that Naso es Rosh B'nei Gershon Gan Heim, B'Veis Avosam U'Mishpachosam. And then you have after that the name Rari as well. And it says, unfortunately, the Pasuk from age 30 to age 50. And then it goes on to tell us what the numbers were for Kahas, for Gershon, for Merari. All this is the beginning of our parasha. Mamash Dovib Itomatov. So why do I say it's not as simple as it sounds? Because here the Pasuk says, Zosha Shalalavim, and it starts by giving us 25. So there apparently is a 5 year earlier that something is chal l'gavi levim. That's on our topic right now. Different explanations, Rashi, Chazal, Ramban, that will have to look on your own to be ma'ayin as far as what the 25 is about. Training, whatever it is. Okay. But basically, 30 is the formal age to begin. Where does it end? Says the Pasuk, Umiben chamishim shana. This is Pasuk Chafhei. Ben chamishim shana yashu mitzvah avoda velo yavod od. It's at that point the Torah says he shall no longer serve. The Levi is there to serve, but not beyond 50. The pasuk says further, v'sheres es echa be'omod lishmor mishmeres. He serves his brethren in omoi lishmor mishmeres. What does that mean? The avoda lo yavod. Again, echoing the point of lo yavod od, avod lo yavod. That's it. So what is this end point of 50, that the Levi is not allowed to do avoda, but rather b'sheres es echa? And besides analyzing what avoda the Torah is disqualifying the Levi for at age 50, does this iser, does this lav have relevance for us in minyan hamitzvahs? So why do I say it's an issue? Because the Rambam is koveya a klal. In his Sefer HaMitzvahs, we know there are 14 Sharashim that introduce the Sefer HaMitzvahs count of the Rambam, and he tells us in Shoresh Gimel that a mitzvah that's not Noe Ludoros doesn't get listed in Tayag Mitzvahs. So, for example, the Torah says, don't leave over the mun till the morning, right? That was specific to the time of the Midbar, when they had the mun. That's not to be counted. Al Yosem and Ladboker is not to be counted. So the Rambam, and this you have on your sheets, says in the beginning of Shoresh Shlishi, when he sets out this rule, the principle that Ein Roi Limnos Mitzvos She'Einos Ludoros, the Bahag, who's often the target of the Rambam when he writes Sefer Mitzvos, who counted Lo Yavad Od as a Mitzvah Ludoros, as a Mitzvah, in other words, of Tayag Mitzvos, and the Rambam says it can't be, because it's not Noeg Ludoros, it was only Noeg then. Says the Rambam, that's a mistake. You can't count it because it's not Noeg Ludoros. So we have to be ma'ayin, number one, in what exactly is this pasuk saying, and why the Rambam holds it's not Noeg Ludoros, and why we could understand the other side that is Noeg Ludoros. Okay? So let's start with quoting, as you have the Seder here in the sheets. It's quoting the Rambam in Kli HaMikdash Gimel Ches. We'll see how he learns the pshat in the pasuk. And then, understanding better as we go along, the reason why the Rambam feels it's not relevant Ludoros, and therefore shouldn't be counted in the mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, again, Vayter on your sheets, Klei HaMikdash Perigimel Halacha Ches. Zeh Shenemar Batorah, Balavim, Miben Chamishim Shana, Yosh Mitzvavod, Debro Yavad Od, Eino Ella Bizman Shayinosim HaMikdash Mimakam Mimakam. This Rambam is complimenting the Rambam's sentence in Shoresh Gimel, that it's not Noeg Ludoros. The Ram says that this lav, this iser, was only relevant when they were carrying the Migdash, being the Mishkan, from place to place. The Eino Mitzvah Noeg Ludoros. Okay? So here you have the Ram saying that Mamash what he said in why he attacked the Bahad for counting this in the Mitzvahs. The Ram says it's not relevant today that a Levi is not disqualified at age of 50. Ava Ludoros, Ein HaLevi Nifsal B'Shanim, V'lo B'Mumin, Ela B'Kol, Shiskal Kel Kolo Merov HaZikna, Yipasel La'avodaso B'Migdash. Says the Rambam, that what exactly would be the point at which the Levi can't serve as far as we're concerned today? When his voice cracks, he doesn't have a voice. So there's no pasul of shanim, there's no pasul of mumin. Mumin are the mumin that the Torah says a kohen who has a mumin can't do avoda. That is mefurish in Mishnah Chulin. That doesn't work for Levim, doesn't disqualify Levim. What would disqualify Levim bisman ha mishkan? That was age. But that doesn't apply today. So what applies today? If you can't sing. The Ram continues, V'yirulish en anifzal lo mashira v'yir min ha-shoarim. Even that psul that we said, if you can't sing, you can't be a Levi to sing. Yeah, but you can still go and be the other type of Levi, the one that deals with the gates. Okay. So this is Mamish the Rambam Lishitas. Where did the Rambam get this shita that there should be no Isser applying today that at 50 the Levi can't serve? But meanwhile, which you also mentioned, for the Rambam it's mashma. What would the Levi be disqualified to do? Bisman hamidbar, bisman hamishkan. So the Rambam is mashma that he couldn't do singing, even if he has a voice. In other words, he says today it's only when you can't sing, you can't, your voice cracks. That's when you're disqualified. So it could be until 60 or up, maybe you could still sing nicely. But Bisman HaMishkan, it's a Mashman the Rambam, that psul would be a psul in Shira. But it's only knowing Bisman that there was a Mishkan. Why should that be? Why should the psul Shira be only Bisman HaMishkan and not today? Says the Rambam, and says that the Gemara in Shira, and this could be a mocker, the Ramban is, we'll soon see, assumed that this was the mocker for the Rambam. The Gemara says in Chulin like this, the Mishnah there talks about psulim that are knowing for one or not the other. Kasher b'kohanim, pasul b'levim, kasher b'levim, pasul b'kohanim. That's the Mishnah. And the Gemara explains from a braisa, kohanim b'mumim psulim b'shanim k'sher. Kohanim are pasul if they have a mum, as described in Pashas Emor and Sugya in Mishnah Yisrael Bechoros. What mumim pasul the Kohanim, but they don't pasul levim. However, the shanim, and Kohen has no age except if his hands shake, and the Rambam describes exactly when a Kohen can do a vote anymore. But in terms of the fact that he happens to be a certain age, if his hands are still steady, he can do his avoda. So they don't get pasul b'shanim. So Kohanim b'mumin psulin b'shanim k'sherim. Levim, on the other hand, b'mumin k'sherim, the mumin that disqualify Kohanim don't disqualify Levim, b'shanim psulin. So now, a little further on, here so it goes like this. Yachol Yehu, so there's now a whole back and forth in the Brice. Yachol Yehu Kohanim psulin b'shanim. I might say that Kohanim should be disqualified if they get beyond a certain amount of years. Valodino, make a kavachomer. Malavim shen mumin poslim behem, shanim poslim behem, levim have a psul of shanim, even though they have a psul of mumin. Kohanim shen mumin poslim behem, and din shuk shanim poslim behem. Toma shel alavim, blosh shel kohanim. So we have a mute. That what? That levim are different, and that kohanim don't have the psul of shanim. This is the pasuk here, that from 50 they can't do avoda. Only Levim have that problem. So there's no retirement psul when it comes to Kohanim. Fine. Now says the Brisa like this. Yachol, this that we said, that there's a psul of Shanim by Levim. Yachol af b'shilo beis alamim kach. You might say that psul Shanim by Levim is even in Shiloh or Beis Olam. Shiloh was the semi-permanent structure of a mikdash in Shiloh. Beis Olam is Yerushalayim. So, in other words, you're talking about the transitory period. which was when the Mishkan was transported, and also earlier on in Eretz Yisrael as well. Then you're talking about a period that there's stability and there's no masa. So you might think that the psul of Shanim is noheg even by Levian, by Shiloh, by Salamim, Talmud Lomar, Lavod Avodas Avoda Vavodas Masa, Lo Amarti Abizman Shavoda Bekosif. So what is the Braisa answering? That the psul Shanim is associated with Avoda Bekosif. So when there's no Avoda Bekosif, there's nothing to disqualify Levian at the age of 50. How do we understand Pshat in this Gemara? So Rashi's words in the Chumash are as follows: Yachah b'shul be'salamim she'en avodas levim ela shoarim u'mishorim. In the time in the Beis Hamikdash, when there is no avoda b'kaseif to speak of, why not? Because everything is now in a permanent state, that nothing is going anywhere. You're not moving the Mishkan. The Shiloh was a structure. It wasn't just a little flimsy type of a ohel. It was a structure, binyan, right? And so, of course, Beis Hamikdash. So there's nothing to disassemble and assemble. So you might think that in that time, that there's no masa. There's only the avoda of Shoer and Meshorer. There's also Psul Shanim. Talmud Lomar. What's the Talmud Lomar telling me? So there's a few ways to understand what the Talmud Lomar is telling me. The Lashon is Lavod Avodas Avodah Avodas Masa Lo Amarti El Bizman Shavodah Bekasif. So one reading of this Gemara is what Rabbeinu Gershom seems to say. Look at the Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom on the spot there. Yachol Af B'Shilo U'Beis Salamim Kein Kelomar. Shanim posim behu. You might think that shanim would pass so even in Shiloh Beis Salamim. Tamulam avodas masa, avodas masa. Lo amarti al bizman shavodah bekasef. Shanim poslos ben shein yechol and lisa. So what is the mashmos of Rabbeinu Gershom? That the very psul itself of shanim is the inability to carry. In other words, you can't carry. I mean, when you get a certain age, you just don't have the strength that you had before. Your strength begins to wane. So it's mashma, the Rabbeinu Gershom is learning pshat in the Gemara, that the Talmud Lomar is telling me that the psul of Shanim was a psul in masa. So memela, there's nothing to talk about. When there's no masa left, there's no psul Shanim. Hagufa is the kamashmala. So that's exactly why there's no psul Shanim, because psul Shanim, says the pasuk, is only relevant specifically to one of the avodos, and those avodos, that avoda that was only noeg bizman ha-midbar, and until you got to the point where you have the Shiloh Beis Salamim. So it was only when you were moving the Mishkan, carrying the Mishkan. Okay. Could be that that's how Rashi learns in Chumash as well. Rashi in Chulin is not as clear one way or the other, but Lemaisa, Rashi in Chumash says like this, and the Ramban strongly disagrees, but it could be that Rashi is learning pshat in the Gemara like Rabbeinu Gershom. Because what does Rashi say in Chumash? It says in the Pasuk, after 50, lo yavod od. Sucked Rashi in Chumash. What's go yavod od? Avodas masa v'kasef. Avachozer hu l'ni'ilas sha'arim u'l'shir v'liton ha'golos. V'zel v'shir eses echav imachol ketagom. So according to Rashi, the v'lo yavod od in the Pasuk is saying the carrying on the shoulder. In other words, who is it specifically referring to? Which of the families of Levi? Kahas, because they're ones that carry Bekasif. Comes out that the entire disqualification of Levim, which of course raises a fascinating question. Why are you counting the Nekershim de Merari till 50, right? Good. That's one of the questions of the Ramban, yeah?
But other mishpachas, they didn't use the shoulder as all, or just it was lighter because it wasn't the heavy kelim?
Liton agalos, it just means picking up the crush and putting on agala. That doesn't take as much because it's just a one-time thing. But when you're going quite a distance and you're carrying on these poles, you're carrying the aron, the shulchan, the mizbechos, you know, the menorah, it's quite a heavy thing to do. That, according to Rashi, is the basis for the psul of shanim. Specifically, the avodas masa of b'nei kahas. But what could they do, Rashi says, after 50? They could very well do shir, they could do ne'ilas sha'arim, and they could also load the wagons, which is what B'nai Gershom and Murray did, yeah.
Is Rabbi Gershom and his Havamina also referring to Sha'arim and Mesha'arim? Like Rashi says, he doesn't mention that in his Havamina, Rabbi Gershom's Havamina, Kolomar, Sha'arim.
Well, he doesn't say what he's referring to, but the point is that the answer is that it's only in Yechol and Lisa. So the Stam of the Havamina was that it should be beyond that. According to Rabbi Gershom, the Talmud Loma is telling me that we're limiting the Psul Shanim of Chamishim Shana to Masa. And that's consistent with Rashi and Chumash. Now, the Maisa from the Rambam, it's not exactly that. The Rambam was Mashma that the Isser of Lo Yavad O doesn't apply today. Because today, you could even sing past 50 as long as your voice still has the ability to sing. So it's a mashma that when you had the bizman ha-kasef, when they were carrying ba-kasef, there was a psul at 50 ugabi shira. So for the Rambam, it's a little bit of a different kinesh in the Gemara. The Gemara would be saying that the masa, that there was a time that there's no masa ba-kasef, and the iser is only relevant when there's masa ba-kasef. But the iser is an iser to do shira. For Rashi and Benu Gershom, the Issa Layavod is only Avoda of Kasif itself.
Yeah. So based on the Rambam, why would he give an age of carrying? Meaning if someone is above 50 and they still have the strength to carry, then they should be able to carry because you could base that off of the singing.
Right, but the Rambam, would be saying like this, that there is a time that there is no Avoda B'Kasif. And because there's no Avoda B'Kasif, therefore there's no Issa. The Torah links the Isser of Lo Yavad O, that at 50, after 50 can serve, to the Zman of Avodah B'Kasef. So Lemaisa, since today the Rambam holds there's no Avodah B'Kasef, we'll have to see more specifically what that means, there's no Avodah B'Kasef anymore, so therefore the Isser doesn't apply anymore. Therefore, there's no reason to count the Minyan HaMitzvos. But when it was Noeg, it was Noeg not just to disqualify the Levi from carrying, it was Noeg to disqualify the Levi from singing as well. So there are really two issues here to think about. If it's Noeg Gedoros, whether or not it's Noeg Gedoros, yes or no? And two, what exactly was it that the Levi can't do at age 50? From Rashi Ben Gershom, it seems it's only an Isser to do Masa, and never was a disqualification for anything else. From the Rambam, it's mashma, but there was disqualification of everything else, but Lamaisa, it's not Nogea today, because the Issa doesn't hold today. Now, let's look at the Ramban in Chumash, and then from there to the Ramban in Hasagas. And this will open up the Inyan very, very much. So first, the Ramban in Chumash is Masig on Rashi. He quotes the Lashon Rashi that we just saw. Lo yavod o, davodas masa v'kasef, avachos v'uni v'sha'arim, u'l'shir v'litin agolos. Lashon Rashi. Talk to Ramban, avo. Let me read it from the Ramban here. It's a little bit nicer for me to read from the Chumash itself. Avo b'sifri lo amru ela magid shechozer l'ne'ilas sha'arim avodas b'nei Gershom. In other words, in the Sifrei, it says that what happens at age 50... Happens at 50, he can go back, he can go to Coast Gates, and he can do what the Bnei Gershom did, and really Bnei Gershom's Labdafka, Pashtas Bnei Murray as well, meaning with an Agolus. But what's conspicuously missing in the Sifrei that Rashi added?
Shir.
So from Rashi, it's Mashba, that age 50, he could still go back and do Shir. He's only disqualified from the Masa of Kasef. And the Sifrei's Mashma, that he goes back to Nilas Charm, and was Bnei Gershom, but doesn't say Shir. The Chay Nira. Here comes the Ramban's Raya that Rashi can't be correct, that it's still okay for the Levi to do Shira after 50. She'im kedive harav, if Rashi is correct, lama lo hayo mimanim osan b'nei esrim l'shir u'ne'ilas sha'arim v'litan agolos ad she'eskinu. V'lama hayo minyana mi'ben shiloshim bat chamishim el b'masa belvad. So simple question. See, what's the inyan of Shiloshim to Chamishim? Ben Shloshim says the Mishnah, if Ben Shloshim, what it's saying in Pirkei Avos, Parakeh, Ben Shloshim Re, Koach. So the years where a person's strength are at their peak are 30 to 50. Says the Ramban, according to Rashi, why would you not count B'nei Esrim l'shir when Eilas She'arim with Nagos Achias Kindo? You don't need 30 to 50. You can count because there's a lot of other things that don't need that window of strength, right? You can go from 20, the voice is already good, and the voice can go well past 50. So if the disqualification never spoke to Shir, so why are you dafka limiting the count of the B'nai Levi to 30 to 50? If there's this disqualification of Shir that's going to parallel the years of when it's possible, when you're at your peak strength of Masa, then at the end of the day, whatever you're doing, it has to be within the window of 30 to 50. But if there are things that you can do less than 30, and you can do just as well as someone who's 30, and do over 50, and do just as well as someone who's less than 50, so then why are you limiting the count from 30 to 50? Hidakash. So why won't you count B'nai Esrim l'shir until Memish older? V'lama hayam inyanim ben shloshim l'chamishim el b'masa belvad. The old b'nei geshem b'nei merari shekol avodasam k'sher b'skenim lamanim nukein. If b'nei geshem b'nei merari is kasher what they're doing older than 50, so why they count the 30 to 50? And the answer is ella kevan shahayush heim pekudasim b'masa ha'aron ben shloshim b'ad chamishim, since there was the role of masa from 30 to 50, lo hayim imanim osam l'shir shu ikar abodah shalavim el b'ruyim u'masa. Says the Ramban, so the minui of shir would not have taken place for anyone who would not also potentially be fit for masa. Shekoham imunim l'shir ru'im avodas kulam. In other words, it has to be potentially shayach to masa. So that explains why B'nai Kahas had to be limited in their counting to 30 to 50, even though they did more than masa, they did shir. Mitoch shenimnu B'nai Kahas min shloshim and chamishim afil l'shir, so now nimnu kula came. Shelo yiu B'nai Gersho, B'nai Merari b'shanim eilu k'sherim l'shir B'nai Kasuba. We don't want to create different standards for shir. So when it comes, it starts with B'nai Kahas. B'nai Kahas could not do shir in years that they cannot do masa. And masa, they can only do best from 30 to 50. So therefore, they would not be mana B'nai Kahas and shir except during 30 to 50. Now that B'nai Kahas are going to be limited in shir from 30 to 50, we don't want the other families to have different ages that they can be doing shir than B'nai Kahas doing shir. You can't create separate standards. So therefore, it's going to come out, because Aga, B'nai Kahas, who are doing Masa B'Kasef, and they're only Mememane, them, and we'll see in the Rabban in Hasagas why that is. It's like a siyug, that we don't want them, Chas V'Shalom, to end up doing Masa when they're not allowed to, so therefore they said they're not going to let them do Shir either. It's like a siyug de Raisa kind of thing. So once we know that B'nai Kahas are not going to be Ra'ui for Shir, except during the years that they're Ra'ui for Masa, Memela, B'nai Merari and Negershon are not going to be able to be qualified for Shir except during the same years that B'nai Kahas are qualified for Shir. And so their bottom line is there a psul for Shir? Absolutely. Not like Rashi. And again, it starts with B'nai Kahas, and it goes, and Agav that now goes to B'nai Gersh and B'nai Merari. Let's just look inside. So again, in Hasagas, he makes it even more clear, but now in the Rabban Chumash, you see already what his Shita is. That mitoch shem nimnu b'nei kas b'nei shloshim ad chamishim afil l'shir nimnu kulam kein shelo yu b'nei gershon b'nei merari b'shanim eilu k'shem l'shir b'nei kas p'silim bo avol in ilas sha'arim alit an agalos dem kulam k'sherim bo. Clear? For Ramban, you see how the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. For the Ramban, there was a psos year as well, parallel to the year 30 to 50. But that was primarily because B'nai Kahas had to do Masa B'Kasif, so therefore they couldn't let them do Shir during the years that they couldn't do Masa B'Kasif. And out of that, they counted everyone for Shir for the same window, not to make differences in the standards. Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, what should the Pasuk have said? Instead of meaning...
Now, the Pasuk says what
30,
it says.
It's instead of 30 to 50. Now,
according to the Rabban's Kash and Rashi is that you should have counted them from 25, from 20.
But the
Pasuk
is
to No, but there was a count that we saw at the end of Parshas Bamidbar into Parshas Naso to count B'nai Kahas, to count B'nai Gersh, to count B'nai Merari. From when to what years to what years? From 30 to 50. Why? Because you want to know which Levim are now candidates to do Avoda. Now, if there's Avoda of Shir, and Avoda of Shir shouldn't be totally in 30 to 50. Avoda of Shir can start at 20 and go all the way way past 50. So why are you counting 30 to 50?
Because of Masa.
Of course, I understand, but there's Avoda of B'nai Gersh and B'nai did have Masa B'Kasif. And B'nai Kahas HaKasha for Shir, even according to Rashi, even B'nai Kahas HaKasha for Shir, even after 50. So why are you only counting the years of Masa, which are only the gift of B'nai Kahas? And even B'nai Kahas could do Shira over 50 and from younger than 30. So why are you doing the count limiting from 30 to 50? According to me, it's good. Because according to the Ramban, he says that since B'nai Kahas can only do Masa 30 to 50, so they didn't want to make them qualified for Shir in an age that they couldn't do Masa. So therefore, they're pasul for Shir if they're not within the window for Masa, B'Kasif. And once they cause a pasul for Shir in those years that are not fit for Masa, so you have to have the same standard for when the kasha for Shir for all the three families together. And therefore, the count of 30-50 is going to be relevant for Shir and for Masa. Litan Agalos and Achinami. Okay, that could be over. But at least Shir is now a big part of their Avoda, and that's also only 30 to 50. This is the Ramban. Okay, let's go further. Now he quotes the Gemara. The Darshu B'Shchit that we just saw in Chun Chavdalet. The Ode Kasim Ben Shloshim Shana V'Mala V'Ad Ben Chavishim Shana K'Aba Lavan Avodas Avoda V'Avodas Masa Bo'o Moed. The Darshu B'Shchit Aschulin. That's the Gemara we just read. Yachal b'shul b'salam came that there'd be a psul of shanim. Tamalomar la'avod avodas avodas masa, says the Raisa lo'amarti b'zman shavodah b'kasif. Okay. Now it says avodas avodah v'avodas masa. What's avodas avodah? V'abri avodas avodah hi ha'shir. K'ma shikasu l'amar l'arashti d'nasu. Rashi quotes avodas avodah means shir. Im kain afu shir nifsu b'zman shavodah b'kasif. So bottom line, what is the Rabban saying? Bizman shavoda b'kasif, there's a psul shira for the same ages. When there's no avoda b'kasif, right, then there's no psul of shira for the levim of chamisha. V'chein b'divrei David nema v'yispru ha'levim mi'ben shlosh m'shana v'amala. In divrei Yom it says he counted them from 30. The kasim me'elu natsiach ha'mrakas b'es Hashem esam abo ha'elef. These are for the singers. V'abo ha'alaf v'abas ha'alaf ma'alu m'shem v'kem v'shasis ha'alel. Until the Beis Hamikdash was built, which means they still did carrying b'kasef, they only were m'mana because at that point the Beis Hamikdash wasn't built yet. Commissioners by a later point, he counted them 20 because that already, it's already getting now holding by building Beis Hamikdash. That already, you don't have to be limiting to 30 and up to 50. You could start from 20. Now, more barichas. Now we're going to see the Ramban in the Hasagas. Beautiful Ramban to look at. This Ramban is going to open up the Rambam as well, because the Rambam said that there's no mitzvah ledoros. Why not? Because it's not no ledoros, because the Ramban says there's no masa ledoros. There's no masa. Let's look at the Ramban in the Hasagas now. Everyone see it? The Chain. So far it's good, clear what we have in Machokas, Rashi, and the Ramban in Chumash, right? Now, Rashi in Chumash, Mistama learns the Gemara like Rabbeinu Gershom, but Umaisa, the kashas of the Ramban are still good kashas. So why are we counting Rabbeinu Gershom and Merari from 30? If everyone can do Shira after 50, Bechuli, right? Let's look at the Ramban and Hasagos on Sefer Mitzvos. V'chein. See it? In the sheets? Masha Shibesh Bal Halachas Gedolos. The Rambam makes the Balachas corrupted. He says the Balachas made a shibush, made a mistake. Dimnoso lo yavod od levim, that he counted lo yavod od as a mitzvah of tayag. But amash in the heges elu b'midbar ein adavar kein. The Ramban says the Rambam is not correct. Avahi mitzvah no heges b'chol adoros. What pshat is no b'chol adoros? In other words, the minion of the Levim and the disqualification, right, would obviously be taloi in whether it's Masa B'Kasif. But the Isser could still be Shaykh. Kozman would be Masa B'Kasif. Why did the Rambam think that it's a mitzvah Shah and not a mitzvah Doros? Umashinis ora mimeno harav, meaning the Rambam. We're on the second side now, right? See it?
Yes. Yeah.
That which the Rambam wanted, l'sosim mitzvah shah, mimasha amru unchu and avchav dalet, yacha b'shiru b'esalam mekein tamaloma, ravad avodis avodis mas b'omoy, lo marti avodis mas b'vodi b'kosi. Says the Ramban, min ha-maimah hazeh ba'atzmo, from this very sentence, nilmod fakert, we're going to learn she mitzvah l'doros, kozman she yisuh b'kosi. In a chanami, the psul shanim is talui in masa b'kasei, but it's shaykh that masa b'kasei even l'doros. So the issa is still on the books. V'harei nohaga koyamim ba'aretz b'nasam ha'aro. It was applicable all the years in Eretz Yisrael when they carried the aro. V'lo miatu elosh eno heges elo b'shas masa. B'shiftam b'shilu b'salam. It's not knowing when there's no masa, but it's not like there isn't an issur on the books. Now the Rabban explains better. Vanir milushonam. He appears from the lushonos of the Chazal as follows. B'yosam b'midbar. In the time of the Midbar, b'pnei tedirus masa, since they were constantly on the move, lo haya mevi'im ha-levi ha-zakein l'shir l'shar ha-avodos, k'dei shelo yavo lisa ba'aron. They wouldn't bring a levi that's already older, beyond 50, to do shir u'l'shar ha-avodos. Is an interesting lashon. I was medayik before that maybe there's indications that the levi did more than just shir and gatekeeping. This Lashon Ramban, Shar HaAvodos, might be mashma, something auxiliary, like we said before, the Rashi in Erech and Yud Gimel. We did not bring a Levi who's already older to do any of the Avodos HaLeviim, even though he could technically do it fine, but since they were carrying things on a regular basis, like the Aron, therefore they would not want to bring that Levi to do anything. And therefore, what did he do? Only the following. In other words, what is it that they did not want the Levi to do, the shas that they were regularly transporting the Mishkan? Did not want to do avodas penim. What's avodas penim? Shira. And if I want to say maybe avodas, shara avodas means going into the Oa Moed for sweeping, for cleaning, for singing. It was anything that's avodas penim, technically they should be able to do it, just because they're 50 or over 50. But because there was also happening on a regular basis the carrying of the aron, and we don't want chas v'shalom, it should come that they can carry the aron where they're not supposed to be on that age. Therefore, they would not bring the levi to do any avodas penim. What could he do, which is not achshash, avodas chutz, such as loading wagons? Avom Nishinach Nesula Aretz, but once they went to Eretz Yisrael, and it's no longer such a constant thing that they're going to be carrying, transporting the Mishkan, so then Lo Nifsul Ela Mimasa Aron Be'es Nosim Makam L'Makam. Then the psul is not going to extend to what to the avoda of other avodas pnim like shira and the like, but there's still going to be on the books a psul chanim gabi what gabi what gabi masa itself. Again, if the masa is constant, if it's happening on a regular basis, then there's a psul chanim gabi all avodas pnim such as shira. But what the Bryce is saying is, but when there's no constant, regular transporting of the Mishkan, so it's not as much of a reason to be choshesh that it might come, that he'll end up coming to be carrying the Aron at an age he's not supposed to, then the Torah did not aser, did not disqualify him at that age from other avodas pinim. This is the Ramban Shita. Let's go more. Behem Shecha Ramban. Ukfasamu David Vinaso Arana Lagala Toe the Dabashatinokos Korano so be Besaknesis. The Chazal in the end of Sota said David made a mistake. It says there that David made a mistake that he put the Aron on a wagon, and he should have known better, because even kids know that you don't carry the Aron on the wagon, you carry it al kasef. Shenemar, kia avodas hakodesh aleim bakasef yiso. And then it says he told them his kadoshu atem ba'achichem ba'alisa misarona shemo ke Yisrael elachinosalo kimu barishona lo atem paratz Hashemo keinu banu kod rashnu kamishpat. The first time we made a mistake and we had we tried to have the Aron transported in the way it shouldn't have been. V'sham kasuv says further over there. And this is the point that there is an Isser Ledoros of someone, of Masa Aron. There's an Isser Ledoros of Psul Shanim. Vayisu b'nei ha-Levi'im, esaron ha-Lokim, kashet tziva Moshe kidvar Hashem b'kaseifam, b'motos aleihem. So the Ramban learns Pshat the Pasuk, interesting way to read the Pasuk. Kashet tziva Moshe, what does that mean? Kashet tziva Moshe, humi ben shloshim al-chamishim. He's reading the Pasuk as that they carried it within the years that they're allowed to carry it. Because it's a psul shanim, ugabi masa. Where does the mitzvah have a change? Ugabi what psul? So shira, other avodas pnim. Ugabi masa, it's still on the books. V'chein k'siv v'divei davim furash v'yisafer olavim ben shloshim v'mala. Why is he counting from 30? Because masa requires 30 to 50. U'be'emes kizei ha'mispar al-chamishim shanim b'vad u'romit. By saying 30 and up, it means 30 to 50. Bisham Neemar Elo Bnei Levi Osei Hamlacha Was BeHashem Ben Esim Shana V'Mala. There it says that he counted another time for 20. Ki Amar David. This is really closer to building the Beis Hamikdash. Ki Amar David was a second count, and that was from 20. Ki Amar David Niach Hashem Okay Yisrael Amar Vishkan Yishkayim Ad LiOlam. V'Gam LeLevim Ein Lasei Samishkan Ves Kol Kelo Avodaso. Ki BeDivei David Achronim Heima Mispar Bnei Levi Ben Esim Shana V'Mala. So again, we have to know the Yamim well, but what he's trying to say is like this, that the first time David counted was not yet closer to the Binyan HaBayis. Then he counted from 30 because they're still carrying the Aron. And the carrying the Aron has to be from 30 to 50. But later, closer to Binyan HaBayis, he already counted now getting ready for Beis HaMikdash from 20 because we don't have to worry about carrying the Aron. The Isser is still on the books. Hypothetically, it could still be Nogea. We'll see, though. Muhammad's the Mashiach. It's Nogea, carrying the Aron. V'rat Salomar. Ki amispar ha'acharon l'David, hu tikkun ha'mishmaros b'Beis Olamim. The second count was that David's getting ready the mishmaros. We'll see in the Rambam maybe tomorrow. They set up mishmaros for the Kohanim, for the Levim. Hayim ben esim shana v'mala. A'achar sheshachan ha'ashem b'Yerushalayim. Bayim ha'madam al-chatzeres v'al-shachos v'lo l'asher samishlim v'kokem. Now it's not involving Masa anymore. The law is a misper to misper reason shamab ben shloshim vuki David Torah ben shloshim machamishim. So what do we have according to the Ramban? The mitzvah of lo yavod od is knowing gedoros, except that when there's no masa so on a regular basis for the Aron or for the Kelim. So then there is no disqualification of Lo Yavet Od L'Gabe Shira, but it's still relevant and still Nogea in theory L'Gabe Masa. But what the Rambam say? The Rambam says it doesn't exist at all today. Okay. So now we're going to segue a little bit to this inyan of why the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah today. Why is not Nogea today, but Nogea Nesia itself? What is the Rambam Shita about Masa today? And who's carrying the Aron once they enter Eretz Yisrael? This is going to be another piece of all of this. Let's see further. The Im, Daniel?
The rule of Lo Yavod Od is going to apply just to Masa of the Aron?
Yeah. And again, the fact is, it is relevant. It could be Nogea, we'll see. It could be relevant. Right. The carrying of the Aron could be relevant even today, and therefore the mitzvah is still Noe Gedoros. Lamaisa, why doesn't the psul relate to anything else? That's the diuk, because in this mansion, there's an equation there. It's only when there was a tadirus to carry in the Mishkan that there was psul even expanded to include psul gabishira. So David originally counted from 30 because he was still doing masa, and then later when he said the shmaras for the Beis HaMikdash, he only counted from 20. He counts from 20 because then already it's not so nogea that we need to know about Masa. So it might as well count from 20. The Im Nachshov. Shelo yia od ha'levia Masa b'kasev le'olam. What does the Rambam apparently hold? That's over. Masa b'kasev is a thing of the past. Therefore, the mitzvah is like tzenes haman, or not to leave up from the month. It's nothing to do with today, because there's no longer Masa B'Kasev, period. Now, there is a pasuk by Yoshiyahu HaMelech that he told them to bury the Aron. And he said there's nothing to carry anymore. Now, let's look how he reads the pasuk here. Im Nachshov, you with me? Shelo yia'od la'leviyim Masa B'Kasev l'olam. That from now and ever on, going forward, there's never going to be any more a mitzvah of carrying the Aron. Mimei Yoshiyahu, from the days of King Yoshua, which is toward the end of Bais Rishon, Sheganas HaAron, Kimosha Darshu Mipasuk, it says in Ve'yam, Ve'yam Olovim, Hamvin, Machol Yisrael, Kedushim Hashem, Tnu Es Aron, HaKosh, Bais HaShabban HaShalom, Ben Dab Mach Yisrael, bury it, Ein Lechem Masa B'Kasef, he says, put it there, and then also, then it was afterwards, it was Nignas, but you're no longer going to be carrying the Aron anymore. According to Rashi in that pasuk, based on the Gemara, he said, bury it. Ein lechem masa b'kasev. Gam zeh lo yotzi ha-mitzvah zos min ha-minyan. That is not grounds to exclude lo yavet od as a mitzvah l'doros, from Taryak. Why? Achav eshi hino heges b'chol ha-doros Kozman sheepstarchu lamasa. For generations, anytime you'll need to carry it, it'll be relevant. Ki ein bitul mitzvah neish ena no heges, umep neish ena tzvicha eleinu. If it's not applicable, that's called you don't count it. But because we don't need it, that's not a reason. For example, for Amar Rav Kain, the Rav himself said that mitzvah meir shmona v'sheva, mitzvah 187, b'nachrasa zera amog v'sheva amin. Is that knowing today? Is it counted in Taryag? Yes. Do we know who they are? Can we fulfill it practically? To kill Zayin Amam and wipe out Amalek? We don't know who they are. Does that mean we don't count it because it's not Noe Gedoros? It's Noe Gedoros. We just don't have the practical application to fulfill it. Ki kol mitzvah tikar Noe Gedoros, kol zman she'en negderes bizman miyuchad. If it's limited in time, then it's like, don't leave over the month. That's only for that generation. The mitzvah is no even though it's just we don't have the ability to fulfill it. So he says, you're not going to have to carry the Aron, but the mitzvah is still there. The Rambam is going to compare in a second to, don't take the bottom out of the Aron. The Aron is buried. What is an Isser and Tayag mitzvah? Lo yisur mimenu. No, it's knowing. It's just that we don't have the Aron. We don't have the ability. V'afil beheder ha-davashem stavu lo b'doris v'heim. even though we don't have the zera of Amalek in front of us, or Zainam Milvad, and moreover, this is Ramban, interesting. Do we really know that we're not going to ever carry the Aron again? There'll be wars before Mashiach comes. No, so maybe we have to bring the Aron out. They took the Aron out in Mechemes Midian. Shenemar, Kleah Kodesh, Vachatzosos Atrua Biyado, Vidosha Bisifri, with Parshas Matos, Mechemes Midian, Kleah Kodesh, their Aron. The Kasha also be Me'eli, Vakel Yitzhak Kenolira. So Hashem should show us that we should be able to Zochet. Maybe there'll be a time that, who's going to carry the Aron then? The Levim, the Ramban assumes. And what age will they have to be to carry the Aron? Not older than 50. So the Isser, Eliyahu old, is relevant for Nisias Aron, even for us. If you take the Yavad Od out of the count, then you know what else you should take out of the count? Hayabat the Lav the Lo Yisur Mimenu. Don't take the bottom out of the Aron. It's a Lav of Tired Mitzvahs. V'yotzim in Aminyan. Ki Abadim L'masar Nasu. But what was the point of the Badim the Aron to carry the Aron? L'pnei Maso, who's Hamashul L'nasar Osam. Because of the carrying of the Aron, he says, don't take the bottom out. K'ma Shekasa, V'yotzim in Tavadim Atabos, L'as Yisus Aron, V'hem Tavs Yomasur Mimenu. Oh, but here we get something interesting. What is the Rambam Shita, Rabosai, about carrying the Aron? See, the Rambam is tining that the mitzvah to carry the Aron still has applications. Therefore, the Isser of Lo Yavad Od has applications. Now, it's an interesting thing. The Rambam counts in Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs HaSei Lamedah, look at the very end of your sheet, that there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to carry the Aron on their shoulders when they're going from place to place. Now this is the Rambam's mitzvah say that he counts. And that's the pasuk that's written by B'nai Kohas, B'kosef Yisau. And the Rambam says, even though the tzivah is a Levim, that was because then, look at the Rambam at the very end of your sheets, even though then there were very few Kohanim, so then the Levim carried it. But Gedoros, the Rambam says, who carries the Aron? And who goes in Al-Kosef? The Kohanim. That's why when they crossed the Yarden, the Kohanim carried the Aron. And when it says David told, says that Yevisa b'nei Alvim esaron elokim, it means the Kohanim. We know that Kohanim can be called Levim also. So according to the Rambam, we find references in Tanakh to Levim carrying the Aron. Who are they? The Kohanim. Is there a mitzvah of carrying the Aron? Yes. Who carried the Aron? The Kohan. Now let's think about this question. The Isser Lo Yavod Od that relates to Avodas Masa, is it counted Gedoros? For the Ramban, yes. For the Rambam, not. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? Why doesn't it count Gedoros? So you can see really two things. One thing is what the Ramban thinks is Pshat in the Rambam, but the Pshat in the Rambam maybe is a little bit different. That's the Brisker Rav that's coming up. You could tell it like this. Lo Yavod Od is a psul of Shanim Legabe Hu. Levim. So therefore, since the Rambam holds that carrying the Aron Ledoros is the Kohanim, so there's no psul of Shanim, and therefore the same as no psul of Shanim for the Kohanim in general, there's no psul of Kohanim, of Shanim for Kohanim for carrying the Aron. Therefore, Lo Yavod Od has no application of Ledoros. Because the Aron is carried by the Kohanim, not by the Levim. That's how the Ramban will pshat the Rambam. And the Ramban is going to argue, no, that the mitzvah remains a mitzvah of Levim. Even if the Kohanim are carrying it, but it's Betoras Levim. Because Kohanim are also Levim because they come from Bnei Kohas. And therefore, they are fulfilling the mitzvah of Levim carrying. And therefore, there could be a psul of Shanim for the Kohanim carrying because they're carrying Betoras Levim. But then we're going to have the Brisker Rav is going to say a new word in the Rambam, that there's a separate halacha of carrying the Aron that's really not even the Torah's carrying the Migdash. And the Lo Yavod Od is only an Isser Benogea carrying the Migdash, but not carrying the Aron as a separate halacha. We'll see if we can get to it a little bit today. We'll see. Look at the Ramban now in this part. This is now segueing to the Inyan of carrying the Aron. The Ra'isi LaHarav Zal Shekasav Lefaneinu B'maimar Zeb Mitzvah Lamedalet Shenistaveinu Sheyiso Kohanim Ha'oren Al Kisveim Kishnitzu Lasei Sos Makom Umakom. As the Pasuk says, Bakasav Yiso V'abish Mitzvah Zu Bal Leviyim B'shahib B'mit Mitzvah Kohanim Avu Hadoros Hakol Mechay Mitzvah Zu Hine Yispo HaRav. So what does the Rambam apparently hold? Ki Me'acha Shenishtanis HaMitzvah LeKohanim. Since the mitzvah got swapped of carrying the Oren from the Mekahas Levim to the Kohanim, therefore, Bata Lavazid Lo Yavad Old. Why? Shelo Namar BeKohanim. Kimo Sha'amru, Mut Pasim BeKohanim, Inashan Pasim BeKohanim. There's no Sushanim by Kohanim, so carrying the Oren by the Kohanim doesn't have Sushanim. Therefore, Lo Yavad Old has no application, therefore it's not counted by Isis. The Zeus Farim Nifsedes, this is incorrect. She'im Netka. Hamitzvah zumin halavim with kohanim achashayu rabim. If you tell me that the mitzvah got switched from levim to kohanim because now there are many more kohanim as than there were in the Mishkan. Harehem b'makom halavim l'chom asamoch avodasam. Then they are in lieu of the levim. Kolomar sheyu kimosam ben shloshim shana chabishim shana sheim shnos hakoach masva kasev. So they have to now fit within the profile of the years for carrying the Aron for Levim, because they're doing it as Levim. The Amru, when does the government say that the Shalem are not posted by the Kohanim? On whose Avoda? On Kohanim's doing Avoda as Kohanim. But if the Kohanim are doing the Avoda of Masa Aron, which is Avoda Salavim, so then they have also the Psul of Shalem. The Amru, you follow me where we are inside? Yeah. You see where we are? Yeah? The paragraph, Ra'isi L'Rav. V'lo amru she'en shonim posim b'kohanim el b'avodas ha'kohuna b'zman she'en posim b'levim. K'loma k'shu avim no se'aron. When avim carry the aron, the avodas ha'kohanim doesn't have a psul of shonim. V'zeo she'shanin u'pasul b'levim k'ashu b'kohanim, pasul b'kohanim, k'ashu levim. K'moshu b'agmar, when the levim have a psul shonim, the kohanim don't have a parallel psul shonim on their avoda. But if the kohanim are doing the avoda of the levim, such as carrying the Aron Lados, they have a Psul Shanim. And the emesis, says the Rabban, I don't understand what you mean, that the mitzvah got switched to Kohanim. What does that mean? Ufi daiti, shegam ze sha'amar, shenetka ha-mitzvah li Kohanim, eno emes. It's not pshat, that there's no longer mitzvah hufim to carry the Aron. Choli lolanu, shenomar, shetishtana shum mitzvah betorah, shun ha-levim nisal masan la'olam. For the Rabban, it's mashma that something changed, and now the Levim don't carry the Aron anymore, only the Kohanim do. No! V'alavim nasu b'mei David, gam b'pamashenis, sh'asit kogen. When he did it the right way, he says, Levim carried the Aron. V'ayi b'zor al-kim ha'salvim nasi Aron b'shashem, v'chol b'nos. Now the Rambam might learn that those Levim are really Kohanim. Could be. But the Rambam would say, we're Levim. So you see, Levim gets always have the mitzvah. So why the Kohanim can carry, why can the Kohanim also carry? Because it was still like Levim. Avonomar, says the Rambam, his sheet is like this. Ki ha-kohanim v'ha-levim. Kulam kesherim lemasa min haTorah. Listen to this, Ramban. Unbelievable, Ramban. Everybody can carry the Aron. Who? I mean, everybody. What do you mean? B'nei Kahas, which includes who else comes from Kahas? Look at the line of the Kohanim. Aron is a son of Amram. Amram is the son of Kahas. So all B'nei Kahas, including the Kohanim line of Kahas. For the Ramban, that's the word. So in the Mishkan, it was the only B'nai Kahas who did it, and not the Kohanim. But Ledoros, it expands to the Kohanim too, Mitoras B'nai Kahas. Not that it got switched to the Kohanim, and the Levim no longer carry the on like the Rambam learns. Ki HaKohanim V'Alevim Kulam K'shem Asma Torah Shekulam Nikru Levim V'od Shelo Nema B'Parsha B'nai Kahas V'Hai Kohanim Gam Em B'nai Kahas K'siv Ba'isa Yidr Shem Sivin HaLevi L'Asif Sa'am B'is Hashem. The Pasuk says Hashem separated the Shevet HaLevi. Now the Rabban is going to learn really the Kohanim is what's being designated here. L'Asif Sa'am B'is Hashem. But the Ramban is learning, no, it's Shevet HaLevi, Lam Fnei Vashav Verach B'Shmo, V'chein Tir B'Kasuv, Shnei Ma Yikudav V'Chatzadok of Yosha Kohanim, Luvim, Luriel, Asiya, V'Yoel, V'Yom Lehem, Atem Rashi Ovos, Luvim, Iskatshu, Atem Achichem, Alisa, Mishon Hashem, Kei Yisrael, V'Sham, Kosv, Iskatshu, Kohanim, Avim, Alos, Aron Hashem, Kei Yisrael, Yisub Nei Luvim, Esaron Alkim, Kashin Tzimotshav V'Hashem, B'Kseifam, Motos Alem, Zushan B'Sifrei, V'Eichan Tziva, it says Kashetziva, Vnei Kaslanashem, Kashetziva, 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 Velochitshu, Alevim, Kulam, Akom, Pimoshe, Moshe and Pia Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Harishon he said Shinemer is Kachol Kohanim. It's Kashet Siva Moshe Dvar Hashem. B'Ksef Mitri. So Hechem Siva. Okay, this is. We can't go into all the fine print here, but this is he's medayik in the Loshna Psukim here. Kashet Siva Moshe Kashet Siva Hashem. Fine. Moshe Pia Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hey Kadosh Baruch Hashem. V'Amru Hechem Siva Hashem Mekar Yisrael. Avtirev Sham Gam Pasuk. Okay. Go a little bit ahead. Kosa Lomar, so the Chitzel Krum and Migdash Ayah David. Our Kompi must be a Kosh Baruch Hu. The Imtomar, so Omru, Zea Gamma, Kosh Vashani, he's telling Lomar Shigam in the Arm, the Chab, Mishlis, and the Arn. And with Zea Kosh, okay. For Oda Maharav, look at the next paragraph. For Oda Maharav, you can find it. Ki Yisbaya Zea B'Sefer Yoshua, it says Shmuel, Kiladoros, Hakonim Chayavim Bizua Mitzvah Pemi Sa'uhu. Velomat Sasi, Abir Hazeh. I never found this anywhere. That says only the Kohanim carried. Abu Sevi Yoshua, Omar, Vaitsava, Sa'am, Lemar, Kiroschum, Sa'am, Bishashem, Akechem, Kohanim, Barvim, Nosim, Oso, Atem, Tisum, Mekomchem, Velach, Nacharov, that the Kohanim were there involved with carrying the Aron when they crossed the Yarden. Vain Kmosha Pirasti, Shmarti, Shakur, Shavu Kashu, Masa Arma, Mishpacha, Hi, Shabne Kosh, Nifkdor, Abba Midbar. So in a midbar, the Bnei Kohash, not the Kohanim did it, but really the Kohanim were always kasher, and the Levim also remained kasher. But the Rambam, it sounds like the Doros was only the Kohanim, not the Levim. Let's go quickly to the Biskarav with me, okay? There's a little bit of a shmak of Biskarav at the end of the Sefer, yeah? We'll try to just give you the Tamsis Hadvar. This is a letter, Tafesh Pei Beis, to Rav Salvechik, of Yosef Berger's nephew, yeah? So that's interesting. What changes in Eretz Yisrael for the Ramban that could be that now that for the Ramban, the Kohanim always were able to do it, but maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Dafka the Bnei Kohash HaLevim to do it in the Mishkan. But the Etzim, the Kohanim always kasher also. That's what seems to the Ramban. For whatever reason, in the Mishkan they wanted the Bnei Kohash. According to the Ramban, the question is a more pronounced kasher. What changed? What justifies the change? What exactly does it mean that originally that Bnei Kohash carried the Aron, and they have a soul of Shanim, and the Doros in Eretz Yisrael, what now the Kohanim carry it? So and Mimela, there's no mitzvah Ledoros or Leyavet Od. What exactly does it mean? But how does the mitzvah suddenly change? That's what Ramban was asking on the Ramban. That's where Yukash is. Okay, see if the Biskarab comes in here. He wants to say there's two dinim in the Siyas Ha'aron. So first of all, look at the Lashon Rambam, Rabosai, in Kli HaMikdash that you have on your sheets. When the Rambam says it's not known the Doros, look at the Lashon Rambam. Zesh Nemer B'Torah, Ben Chamishim Shana, Yashm Tzva Avoda, was only Bizman Shai Nosim HaMikdash, Mimakam Mimakam, when there were no say the Mikdash. There's Nesias HaMikdash as Nesias HaOron. Are they synonymous? So you could say, yeah, the Oron is one of the Kli HaMikdash. The Brisker wants to medayik from the Lashon HaPasuk in Parshas Ekev. Hivdu Hashem es Shevet HaLevi Lases es Aron Bris Hashem, that there's a separate halacha of Nesias HaOron. And you see the Nafkiminus. There's Nesias HaMikdash, the Oron is part of that. As Nesias HaOron, Mitzvah Atzma is a separate mitzvah. Let's see how he develops this idea. So he writes to his nephew, I was very enjoying, much enjoyed your Chiddush Torah. Udvarav, the Iker Achiluk, the din Nesia Ledoros, the din of carrying Ledoros is only Ba'aron and not Bishar Kelim. I like that. Tomer Advam Nod Ba'od. And this is Meduyik and the Lashon of Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, who says that Lav de Lo Yavet Od, that's written by the Levim, is Mitzvah Shah. Mishum da Alav Nema Rak Beshashi Ish Masa Bekasef. So what do you see in the Rambam? That there's no din of Masa Bekasef Ludoros. Harei Lehed, the Ludoros Lo Noi Kol Iker Hach Milsa Din Siyah. Di'im Ach Hayu Noagim Dine Nesiyah Gam Ludoros Be Levim. If there's a din of carrying the Mishkan Ludoros, Halo vada deach shevin rak mensh kol shemayim chamishim. The nim said the ikar alav shelo yavet od whom it's akem is gedoros. Whenever you have to do masav kasev, the answer is there's no din nesias hamigdash gedoros. Umid pasa karambam that the Ram says that lo yavet od is only mitzvah shah not a mitzvah l'doros. Shmamina the gam kol ikra din shenasiya he be sodo mitzvah shnem rakusha. Upashit ain't tzarach shem time al zeh. We see ikra mitzvah is a mitzvah shah. Not just that you don't have mitzvah for it. The mitzvah of masa of migdash, a migdash, a mishkan was only l'doros, and therefore there's no inyan of lo yavod od anymore, because everything is totally in the zman that you have in mitzvah of masa, and there's no mitzvah of masa l'doros, so there's no tzuli avodot. V'omnam kein, next paragraph, look at the next paragraph, v'omnam kein, da Ramban, the sefer mitzvah sham, we saw most of it, cholek al rama musfirale, da halav de lo yavod od, hu lav l'doros. When? Why is it negeh lo yavod od l'doros? Emas, she'e masa v'kasif. When there is masa v'kasev, it's nageya to have the lav lo yavod od. When there'll be masa v'kasev, avam ma'ayim the Ramban shamira shekol dvar musab and rak on nesiyas ha'aron. The Ramban keeps talking about nesiyas ha'aron, not the other case. B'zeh shenol gedolos, the nesiyas shar kem lo hiski doesn't mention anything about other case. Kfi anirim the Ramban sham. Here's the machokas. Kuktas Ramban Ramban hibazeh. Apparently, here's the machokas. The ledas Ramban. Nesiyas Aaron gam l'doros b'levim. Who carries the Aaron l'doros? The Levim. V'hachsheiram b'zeh miben shloshim ad chamishim. And they're only from 30 to 50. Al kein kocha kocha shavallah d'lo yavarob mitzvah l'doros. Mishim nesiyas Aaron hanohegas l'doros. So, therefore, again, the Ramban learns that the psul of Shira is only when they used to regularly carry the Aron. That was so the first part of the Ramban. The psul of Shira was only when they regularly carried the Aron in the Mishkan. So it was like a siyag. L'doros, however, it remains an iser for the Levian who carry the Aron, which is L'doros as well, because it could happen, and Muhammad for Mashiach, whatever it is. And therefore, the psul of Shanim exists for Levian who carry the Aron and could still be carrying the Aron L'doros. That's the Shittas Rambam. But HaRambam with Tamei. Why does the Rambam hold that there's no mitzvah l'doros? So the Rambam said, the Rambam learned because the psul shanim only goes on levim, not on kohanim. But Rambam with Tamei, the sefila do l'doros from the siyas ha'aron who up the kohanim. Up the kohanim when emadin shanim. V'akorchak t'chad, v'alkein k'chash v'av d'lo yavad v'cham mitzvah shah. V'yulim b'Rambam cholik gam b'zeh v'sovet gam ha'kohanim ikar l'av d'lo yavad ol b'nsiyas ha'aron. Kevin d'ikro mivodas leviyah. This is what we saw so far in the Ramban. This is the first way. Now, since the etzim is avodas levia, they're carrying b'toras b'nei ka'as. The lo nemad ein shana posan b'kohanim rak al avodas ha'kohuna. But meanwhile, what do you see from both of them? Is there a mitzvah of carrying the other kelim l'doros? Al kopanim says the Rav Yosheber Rav Velvel to his nephew. You're right. Kopanim medivish shneim nomad the nesiyas shar kli amishkan he beikra makris shav mitzvah doros because of pashin vor b'divere. So bang or ramban, you're 100% right that there's no mitzvah of nesiyah of shar kelim l'doros. The shail is the mitzvah of carrying the aron l'doros for the Rambam is for kohanim. Therefore, it's no b'sul shanim. Therefore, it's not knowing l'doros. According to the Ramban, it's even if for the levim and even the kohanim b'toras levim. Therefore, it's knowing l'doros as well. So far is what we saw. Now he takes it to another level. Ha'umnam. Next slide. Yisod hachmil setzach biyukses. We have to explain better. The me'acha de kol yisod hamitzvah nesiyas kli hamishkan hu rak mitzvah shnem b'lishayta. If you're telling me that carrying the mishkan is only for that time, in ken nesiyas ar menon, where does it come from? Why should it be a separate inyan to carry the aron if there's a mitzvah to carry the mishkan? Like what if the mitzvah carrying the mishkan is only the shah? So what's the shah to say to the mitzvah carry the aron? Harigam nesiyas aron. You saw the mitzvah nesiyas hamikdash. Mitzvah chomer. Shezeh nechal mitzvah habadim. No. It's part of the mitzvah of the badim. Mechin mash mitzvah ramban sham. Adam mitzvah talmud. V'yanira zeh shechriach lehikiri. My nephew. Limitzo taimim. L'svaras du lo yitzuri mitzvah siyam v'doros. Rak b'aron levad. V'nei b'mulachim ches ksiv. So it says that they carried everything. It sounds like everything was being carried, and it's even L'doros. The Yosef is in first, but the Yomim, Kelma David, Niach Hashem, Gat Lamish can be Shem, Adoilam, Adoilam, the Gam Ravim, and Losses, Samishkan is called Kela Vodaso, means that Harry the Adbe Salamim, until that point, Harry Sakamas, Abbas Masa, Shalvim, Mishkan Chokela, Vodak Baran Levat. Halam Sham, he would give David Achronim, Hema Mishpav Ne Levi, Ne Esther, Mishanel Mala, Pirish Adavar. It says originally it was in 30, and then it became 20. Kimitchilo imana David Salvim and Shloshim Shem of Mal Kasim Shem. The Shubchaz imana Shem in Ben Esrin. His name is Permim. The two different counts. The first one was called in Beis Alamim Shai Masa Bekasev, and therefore Ben Shloshim come up in Midbar. The Achron Nala Beis Alamim Shein Al Masa Bekasev Mitzvah Ben Esrin. The same first Beis Suvim Shem Erev Ben Elevi Kiyama David Gam Levim Kiv David David Achron Kiv Madam Kfar Pirshim Kan Rabban The Rabban quoted all this. That's how the Ramban knew the Gamla Doros Ika Lavda Lo Yavad Old, Midinim No Levim Ben Shloshim. The Ramban brought a raya that there's a Lo Yavad Lo Doros because there was an original count by David was from 30. Harel Adasa Ram Nasiyas Arna Lo Doros Be Kohanim, so Al Karchach the Mispar Levim made David from 30 was a Lodas Masav Shakri Amigdash. Because who carried the Aron for the Ramban? Who carried the Aron? The Kohanim. So if David is counting from 30, he's counting the Levim. So how could the Rambam hold that there was no mitzvah ledoros of Lo Yavad Od? You see, David counted even in Eretz Yisrael, the first count from 30. Kash came before him. Had his kid David the David Achronim as Mishkan as Kol Kelev having furash Davodus Nesia Naga Gam Me David Vlo Rak Bemidbar in Moshe Neimah the Kol Eled Vam Him Baras Sha Vahaya Nir Olam Das Rambam. Now comes his Yisrael. The Hard the Kasa. Listen to this. The halav de lo yavad od who rak mitzvah shah, haynu mishum the mitzvah nesia batla nishabo beis elamim. The mitzvah of carrying did not exist from when, not from entering, from the time that they end that they had the beis hamikdash. V'lo mishum de ain tzarech az nesia, not because you don't need to carry anymore or de lo yitzur you can have it. That's not a reason. The Rambam counts Mechamis HaMolek as a mitzvah today. Mechias HaMolek. Rak the Medina Hufkaz Gedenesia. Vahare Yisod Dinesia Lo Nemar Al Kol Kli B'Fneyatzmo. The carrying is not a mitzvah on every Kli. El Di'ika Mitzvah So Nesias HaMikdash. Carrying the Mikdash. The Imkein B'Yisod Dino Nemar Rak Adbo Mel Menuchdam B'Salamim. So carrying the mikdash is only a mitzvah when you don't have a permanent structure that's staying in that location forever. So that mitzvah, by definition, of carrying the kelim is only a function of the mitzvah of carrying the mikdash when the mikdash is portable. Now you have Shiloh, but then Shiloh was destroyed, so you still had a gap in time. But then you get to Yerushalayim, that's it. There's no longer carrying mikdash anymore. Mikdash is not going anywhere. That's the psukim. Now, what was the point that ended the mitzvah of Masa? Yerushalayim. The second count by David was no longer from 30 because there's no longer a mitzvah carrying the mikdash. What about the Aron? We'll see in a second. All the lavin associated with Nesia are not relevant anymore. So it's a mitzvah l'shah, not l'doros. But al kein shavu d'alad l'yavud hurak mitzvah shah. What about the fact that the Rambam counted mitzvah l'amidah, mitzvah seh l'amidah, carrying the Aron by the Kohanim? And what's that all about? The Rambam says carrying is no longer relevant today. Therefore, there's no mitzvah l'yavud old anymore because Masa doesn't exist anymore today. So what about the Rambam counted the mitzvah nisiyas ha'aron? Nu'alach. Nesias Aron Ledoros, which is a mitzvah for the Rambam, mitzvah say, for the Kohanim to carry, nira the he mitzvah milsach rit of dinach el gamri. It's a whole new word. The eino shayach klal ledin nesia ha'amura b'migdash v'kelev. You hear? It's not the din of carrying the migdash. That's not negair once Yerushalayim is established for Beis Hamikdash. Umekoro, its source, is Pashas Ekev. The Pasuk says, Ba'isahi, Hivdo Hashem is Shevet HaLevi, Losis is Arbis Hashem. Hashem designated Shevet HaLevi to carry the Aron. It's a din of carrying the Aron. Ushnei dinim ikab nesisa aron. It's two alachas in carrying the aron. What are the two alachas? Chada, din nesia, shel mishkan. Because aron is part of the mishkan. You got to transport the mishkan, the aron is going to go with it. So the mitzad nesia samigdash, when that was knowing, would also relate to the aron too. Because it's part of the migdash, right? The dino, and in terms of that, who carries the mishkan? Who carries the mishkan? The Levim, v'dinam Levim b'din vodes masa sheyesh b'din avodes halevim, and that's Parshas Bamidbar. Tikachashav sham la'aron together with Shar Kli Hamishkan. V'din zeh hayarak ad bo'am u'beis ha'lamim, and the din of carrying the mikdash expires when you have the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. U'misham ve'elach paka din avodes masa, not just because of hechatimsa, because by definition there's no avodes masa once you get the Beis Hamikdash. The kol din avodas havim l'doros, hurak, what is the din avodas l'doros? No longer masa. What is it? Shir and shiur. Shir, mishoer and mishore, right? Mishoer, mishore. Kimbor b'ram per gim, we started the shir with that, right? Pardon the pun. Shir today. Kimbor b'ram per gim kimigdash. But this is another halach. The avodas havim of masa expires when? In Yerushalayim. But there's another halach nesis, a mishenis. Ika din miyuchad shal nesiyas ha'or ha'muskar b'pashas ekev. V'hu din b'fnei atzmoy, she'eino shayach klal din avodas halavim. It's not avodas halavim, no. Rak di heinu mitzvas nesiyas ha'meshevet levi. The aron has a din b'ker b'shevet. It's not avodas halavim. It's not going to go into the halach of the restricted age of avodas halavim. It's not avodas halavim. It's a din of masa aron al yidei levi. The din of masa or mitzad atzmo, not mitzad avodas, mitzad masa migdash. That's a din that Levi carries the aron. Venera oat, very interesting word, nafkamina here. Priska nafkamina. Can you have an aron that's not kli hamishkan? That could be now nagea, the second halach of carrying the aron. The answer is there was another aron. Moshe made an aron to put the shivrei luchos in. And that Aron was around the entire time of the Mishkan. And that was around when they entered Israel. There was one, according to one Mandamar, there were, one Mandamar says they were both together, the Shivri Luchos together with Luchos, other Mandamar says there were two Aronos. So who would carry the Aron of the Shivri Luchos or both sides? Who would carry that? According to this, it's not clear. It's not one of the, it's not carrying the Mishkan. V'nira o didin Aron ha'omer b'zeh ena toli b'kar b'zeh she'u m'kli ha'mishkan rak b'shem Aron b'vada davet toli v'nei b'yushal mishkol amper vav Amr Shubin Levi, Shnei Aronos Hayu Echad Shaisa Torah Nisun B'Tocho Sefer Torah Ve'Echad Shayu Shivri Luchos Nisun B'Tocho Zeh Shaisa Torah Nisun B'Tocho Hayu Munach Be'Ol Moed. That was in Ol Moed. V'Ado Desir V'Aron B'Nis Hashem Moshe Umash Kev HaMachane. That was by them in the camp. Zeh Shayu Shivri Luchos Nisun B'Tocho, the one that Shivri Luchos Hayu Nech V'Yos Yimon, that would be going out in front. V'Sufi Ba'Loscha, next week's parasha. V'Aron B'Nis Hashem Naseh Lefneim, the Aron was in front of them. What Aron was it? Aron says Yotzi Imam b'Machaneh Shivri Luchos. There was one Aron in the Machaneh that was with the Sefer Torah. There was another Aron, or the regular Luchos, and the other one with Shivri Luchos was in front. Harei, see it? The Gam ha'Aron Shivri Toch Shivri Luchos Nikra Gamkin Bikra Aron Abris. The Torah's Aron Olav Kamadinim Kmo Yitzir Mochama Va'od V'Af Shelo Haya Mikrei Hamikdash Klal. Book and Tosis and Erevin, that was the Aron that shall age to us a Moshe, Hamuskapashas Ekev, the Imken Yishloimar, the Gam Din Zer, this halacha that I just tell you is weren't out of the Pasuk and Ekev. Ba'es Hayihidus Shemeth Shevet Halevi, Loses Es Aron Bis Hashem, that's a din of Nisias Aron Mitzat Aron, not Mitzat Nisias Hamigdash. That would be no gear for this Aron too. Harry Dim Nizesh on the Sea Omar Aid the Quad Lash with Hashem. Ain't a totally club is shame aren't so migdash. Ella the Koshu Nikwa Aron Habris Mitzvah Nisiya so shaved Levi. I am Sufi Pashas Akib, the Mashmah the Aron Shaloko is a Plishtim. It says that the Plishtim have taken the Aron for a period of time and then they got punished and they had to send it back. That story with David that they carried not al kasef in the wagon. The gam mitzvas levi. What do you see from all this? It says halacha of nesias ha'aron al kasef separate from the din of Aaron mitzvah kli mishkan. The mitzvah of nesia of the mishkan expired when it comes to Yerushalayim. There's a min of nesias ha'aron mitzvah Aaron. Two more paragraphs. Yeah.
Why is that only Kohanim?
This is the Rambam.
Right. So
why is the Rambam says Kohanim? Yeah. Okay, we'll get there. Look. Next paragraph. Mamash, that's what we're holding. The nira the zehu yisod hadavar. This is the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no lo yavod od l'doros. Why? 30 to 50 psoshanim is not nogea l'doros. I nesia sa'aron the kohanim. So we thought so far because the psoshanim is only by levim, not by kohanim. And the Rambam is no, but the kohanim are carrying b'toras yomim. Different word. He's going to say the psoshanim is only on the inyan that speaks about avodas halavim, of avodas masa. This is adin aron, to carry alidei halavim, not adin avodas halavim. V'nir, dizel yisod adavar, mashakasa v'rambam, demitzas nesias aron ledoros, hu bekohan v'lo b'levim. Here's the word. Mishum demitzas nesias ledoros, the mitzvah of carrying the aron ledoros, hu mitzvah acheres, v'eina midin avodas masa hi v'levim. It's not avodas masa. It's a different part. It's nesias ha'aron. There's avodas masa. Mitzad that the aron also had a halacha, but that was what was koveya during the time of the mishkan, the masa of the migdash. So the mele that was the levim carrying it. But there's a din of masa of mitzaches va'krad be'isa yehivda Hashem stevet alevi l'asa b'shem koya kohanim. You see, this is the point, Daniel. That pasuk that's the makor for the new halacha never went on the levim. That pasuk concludes Levarech Bishmo. That pasuk that says, "Ba'esahi him v'shevet ha'levi losis amris Hashem lamod v'shem v'shos Levarech Bishmo." This is all the Kohanim. Shevet ha'levi is the Kohanim. So this new halacha of nesias aron mitzad aron, that for the Ram was always a din of the Kohanim. It comes out that there were two during the time of the Mishkan. There were two inyanim in the aron. One aron b'toras masa of the Mishkan. And that would be the din of the Levim. And that was Meir, why the B'nai Kos carried it. But then there's another halacha, that once Masa is no longer Shaykh Mitzad Mishkan, the Kohanim step in, and that's the mitzvah of carrying the Ar Mitzad the Ar. That's what's going on for the Rambam. That's what he wants to say. V'nir, Zel Yisrael Adavar. Mashikot Zavram, the mitzvah of Yisrael Adavar, who Kohanim will Levim. So the mitzvah of Yisrael Adavar, who mitzvah Cheres. The Eina Midi Midi Vodis Masa Shed Levim. V'akrod Be'esa Yisrael Levi, Yisrael Mitzvah Shem, Koy Al Kohanim, V'oy Al Levim. V'arei B'krok Siv Gam Yichas Kohanim. V'avod Am Uman. What does the Pasuk say? L'asei Sabis Hashem, Lamod, Lefnei Hashem. Go back to that Pasuk. We saw yesterday. Lefnei Hashem, L'shar So. What's that? Avodas Mikdash. Uvarach Bishmo, what's that? Birchas Kayanim. So, Lasseis is all the same thing. It's Kayanim. Lasseis is the, according to the Ram, that's the Pasuk. That's a new halacha of carrying the army Mitzad Aaron. So, Ubi Kayanim, because of Zed Nem, Havdol Asa Kayanim. V'ayin B'Ramban, this is what you're asking. The Ramban asks, Hikse, Heiki Tochen, Shetishtane HaMitzvah Milavim V'Kayanim. But the answer is, it was not Nishtane. There were two tracks to begin with. The Ramban looked at the Rambam and says the mitzvah changed from the Levim carrying the Aron to the Kohanim. Chas v'shalom. The Rambam says no, the Kohanim can always carry the Aron and the Bnei Kohas can always carry the Aron, and so it is Gedoros as well. And the Kohanim are Bnei Kohas and it's all one halach. The Rambam apparently held that originally was the Levim and changed the Kohanim. Has the mitzvah changed? So it's a biskur, it didn't change. There's two dinim in carrying the Aron. The carrying the Aron was mitzad the Mikdash. And that was Avodas Halavim of Masa, which ended by Yerushalayim. There's a din of carrying the Aron, Mitzad Aron, of the Aron, that was the din of the Kohanim. Okay, if he said, Davam Vorhete, beautiful. The answer is simple. The Midin Avodas Masa shall make this for Kalev. Mitzad carrying the Aron, Mitzad Avodas Masa, because the Aron is one of the Kalev of the Mishkan. Hayim Mitzvah Belevim, Kamo Kol Avodas Halevim. And he said that there'd be a din of 30 to 50, but that's not Nogei L'Doros, because Nasa ends B'Yushalayim. Avla Mitzvah Shel L'Doros, Yimitzvah Nesiyah Shel Aron HaBris, which is, from the Rabbam, a separate Mitzvah Lamed Daled, to carry the Aron Beit Kohen, that always existed, but that's no Shaykh to the Psul of, that's not Avodas Halevim, that's the Kohanim. So then, it's not Avodas Masa, so there's no Halach of Shonim then. Not just because the Kohanim have no psul of Shonim, because that's not called Avodas Masa. So it's not Shaykh to the Halacha of Shonim. Last paragraph. We'll say, finish the home stretch. We came and she came. That's true. Even after Beis Hamikdash was established, and there's no longer mitzvah to carry the mikdash. The mitzvah to carry it on by itself. That's not a function of carrying the mikdash. So that mitzvah remains forever. That's why I'm the mitzvah shall be kasev yisoh and filadoros. Achin kozeh leaning din kasev. The din kasev is miludos by kohanim. But what doesn't have any relevance to that halacha? What doesn't have any relevance to that halacha of the kohanim carrying the aron ledoros? What doesn't have any relevance? The iser of? No? Of? But lo yavid od has no shaches to that. Avul in alav lo yavid od upsu shanim shedinam nemer alavodas halavim zel beemes gam ba'aron rap mitzvah shabel vad. That was only the gear for masa aron of mitzvah shah. The lachas shokam beisalamim v'ufka din avodas masa shamigdash should have in the siyas aron rap mitzvah bi'alma. It's only a mitzvah bi'alma. There was an overlapping time, correct? It was an overlapping time that the carrying aron had in it two halachas. It was the halach of carrying the aron mitzvah of masa of mikdash, but that ends by Beis Olamim. There's a din, and that's the Levim. And there's a halach of carrying the aron from the Rambam of lashes of mitzvah mitzvah aron. That's a kehanim. but mitzvah of the kehanim. There's no shaykes to the din of lo yavid od. It's not a vodas hamikdash. It's not a vodas masa. The ain't about Torah Sabbath Salvim Kal Mela and Shech Lav Lo Yavid Op Su Shanim Shenem Lav Lo Salvim Umiyusha Bazeh Kushis Rambam Shei Venu the Af Ladas Rambam the Mitzvah of the Kehanim of the Komakam Shanim Post Limbo Kevin and Shum Evada Salvia. In other words, that which the Shanim Apostolim Bithat Masa exists, it's Kozman that there was Masa, but Vidvar the Rambam doesn't disagree with that. Oh, the Hacha Shaini, the Nisiusa Ledoros, Ain't Bo Torah Sabbath Salavim Kral, Ledoros not called Avodah Salavim. Rak Mitzvah Bialma, Zashkasa Rambam, the Level Yavano, Rak Mitzvah. In other words, in a nutshell, when we read the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, we were assuming like this. Why does the Rambam hold that there's no Pesul Shana by Kehanim in carrying the Arn Ledoros? Even though there's a mitzvah Ledoros carrying the Arn? Because, the Ramban explained, because a Pesul Shanim is only a Pesul Shanim by Avodas Leviyah and not Benegay the Kehanim, even though the Kehanim are now doing the mitzvah of carrying the Aron, which is the mitzvah of the Leviyim, but Umaisa, they're Kehanim. So the Rambana time is not, but they're carrying it, but Torah is Leviyim. So therefore, there's a din of Sushanim even by the Kehanim, and therefore the mitzvah of the Doros exists for Leviyah, but oh, they're Benegay the Aron. You should know like this. There's no mitzvah carrying any other Kehanim, the Doros. The Rambana agrees to that. But this, that the mitzvah carry the Aron Ledoros, for the Ramban, it's the same halacha of the Levium carrying the Aron, and the Pesul Shanim exists therefore for the Levium and the Kohanim, who are also B'nai Kohas, and therefore the Pesul Shanim carries over to them as well. And the Ramban, on the other hand, holds that there's two halachas of carrying the Aron. One is carrying the Aron Mitzad Nesiyas Hamikdash, and that ends the Etzem with building the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, and therefore there's no halacha of lo yavid od anymore, because lo yavid od is only halacha in carrying the mikdash. Masha Inkin is not the halacha, Pashas Inkin, and that's the din of the kehanim to carry the aron. It's not a vodas halavim, it's the din of the kehanim carrying the aron. And it could be an askamina, it could be an aron that's not part of the mishkan, it could be the second aron, it has the shabbi luchos in it. And that has no shachas to vodas halavim, it's no halacha of sushanim. And that's merely the reason why the Rambam doesn't have any lo yavid od ledoros, because there's no halacha of masa ledoros.
Why did a couple questions? First, why is it considered Torah's Levium that the Kohanim are carrying the Aron Torah's Levium before we get to the Bishkarov? Rabbi said that they're carrying Torah's Levium.
According to the Ramban, it would seem that the Kohanim carrying the Aron are because they qualify, is one of the things that Rabban says in a sense, is they qualify as being from B'nai Karsa, was open to them as well. For some reason, during the time of the Mishkan, the Midbar, so those few Kohanim that there were in those times didn't carry the Aron. The Etzem, they were not disqualified, the Etzem. So later on, they stepped in and they carried the Aron, because it could be the Levim, it could be the Kohanim, it's all the same, because it's all the Shevet of Levi through Ka'as. That line allows the Kohanim to carry the Aron as well. And therefore, the Psul of Shanim would apply B'negei the Kohanim as well, who are carrying the Aron Lidoros.
So the Levim didn't stop. That's
right. According to Rabban, the Levim continued to be Shaykh to carry the Aron, and the Kohanim can also carry the Aron. Correct. Correct. For the Ramban, there's no lacha of the Levim. Anytime the Psukim tell us in the Vayamim and so on that the Levim are carrying the Aron, it really means the Kohanim.
According to the Ramban.
According to the Ramban.
And then why did the time period for stop carrying the Torah's Masa stop, but the carrying Aron continued?
Because there's two halachas in carrying the Aron. One is carrying the Aron beside the carrying the Mishkan, and once you get to a menucha point that the Mishkan is no longer a portable thing, it's a kvius, so that's when that whole halacha masa ends. Okay. But the Torah has another halacha, that the in of the Aron to be carried, that's a miyucha din for the Kehanim to carry the Aron, and that Guyat Suri could happen if the Ramban is right, that you could have Mishchabes Mufu Mashiach, whatever it is. So Nesiyas Aron means a mitzvah doros. The Ram counts as a mitzvah doros. Remember, the Ram count mitzvah segam medalit. The Ramban quotes the Rambam. There's a mitzvah Nesiyas Aron Ledoros, I think Kehanim, but that's a separate din. It's not the din of Nesiyas HaMikdash.
Right, and lastly, is there no special psukim for menorah or anything other Eilat Kelim that says that we should carry it? You mean a pasuk?
No, so that's what Rabban, the Briscoe said earlier on. There's no special halacha of Nesiyas HaMenorah and Nesiyas HaMizbechos. It's only part and parcel of a larger inquiry, Nesiyas HaMishkan. And look at the Briscoe again. We read it very quickly. You can go through phrase, you know, how Meduik he is in the precision in building his binyan, but he says an earlier part of the piece, he says, there is no mitzvah miyuchedes to carry menorah, to carry mitzvah. It's a carrying of the mishkan, of the migdash. And so it's part of that. Aron is part of that too. So Aron shares that with the other kliyah mishkan, but then there's a different din, the etzem to carry the Aron, and that's what the Rambam is a mitzvah dafka and the kehanim. Okay, so we did a lot today, but I wanted to get it all in, because it's a lot. We started with Yavid Od in terms of the Yukim and the Rashi and the Ramban and what the Psul was for Rashi, but a Gershon, it sounds like it's only Psul Masa, even when it was knowing, it's only Psul Masa, and that's it. And Mele the Kasha for Shir. And then everyone else is assuming, no, it's a Psul for Shir as well, but the Ramban, it's because Agav, the fact that they might come to do Masa in the Aron, and because of that, Negesh and Mari also were only fit for Shir within those years. But meanwhile, we have this other Indian that comes out that the Rambam feels that it's Bachal not knowing the Doros, and the Ramban says it does because of Negev for the Aron, and the Rambam holds that Nesiyas Aron is a Kehanim, and that's we have to try to Mimiasbe the Pshat in the Rambam, and why the Rambam doesn't see that as a reason to make Vilayavid Od as a Mitzvah Doros based on that which the Kohanim are carrying the Aron. So we have with the Biskarav and its new Mahalach and how he understands this in the Nesiyas Aron according to the Rambam. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Try to do one more.